You know, among the diseases that we think about, that most people tend to get confused about, is polycystic ovary syndrome. Polycystic ovary syndrome affects anywhere between 10 and 15% of all women worldwide. In fact, most studies around the world have shown that the incidence is almost the same. Now, what is polycystic ovary syndrome? Well, polycystic ovary syndrome is a disease that is both endocrine, metabolic, and reproductive. It affects women in ways that changes their quality of life and changes their long-term morbidity. So who should you screen for polycystic ovary syndrome? You should screen women who present to you with a complaint of unwanted hair growth. It doesn't matter whether you actually see it or not. It's important enough that you hear their complaints. And women who complain of irregular menstrual cycles, irregular periods. Those two groups of women, women who complain of unwanted hair growth or irregular menstrual cycles, are the women that you should screen for polycystic ovary syndrome. What is polycystic ovary syndrome? It's a disorder that generally we consider to have three components, and you only need two of three components to actually make the diagnosis. Either they are hyperandrogenic, meaning that they actually have evidence of excess male hormones like hirsutism, or they have high levels of male hormones, androgens, testosterone, etc., and they have evidence of irregular ovulation, or generally irregular menstruation, and they have evidence of polycystic ovaries on ultrasound. So one of those, so you need two out of those three to make the diagnosis of polycystic ovary syndrome. Now, once you think you have a patient with polycystic ovary syndrome, it's going to be very critical that you examine this patient carefully, that you obtain a very careful history. This is a disease that we still need to diagnose using good history and physical examination. Once you have that, then you need to exclude other disorders. You need to exclude adrenal hyperplasia and thyroid dysfunction, hyperprolactinemia. And you do that by checking prolactin, TSH, 17-hydroxyprogesterone. Now, if you're unsure whether this person has excess male hormones, you know, she doesn't have a lot of hirsutism, it's unclear what her presentation is, that's where androgens come into play. Getting a total testosterone and a free testosterone done in a very good laboratory, usually by mass spectrometry methods, is the best way to determine whether these women have elevated levels of androgens. Now, not all women with polycystic ovary syndrome will end up having elevated levels of androgens in their blood. Lots of reasons, but the point is, that's not necessary to make the diagnosis of polycystic ovary syndrome. You can make it on the clinical picture. So once you've made the diagnosis of polycystic ovary syndrome, what happens? Well, the key is that these women will require long-term care because many of them are at increased risk for having diabetes, glucose intolerance, other problems that actually raises their risk of, as I said, heart disease, diabetes, and other problems. So, what should you do? Well, the recommendation today is that for women with polycystic ovary syndrome, all of them undergo a glucose tolerance test. 2-hour, 75-gram glucose tolerance test should tell you if they're diabetic, and if you really want to check their insulin levels, that's okay too, because that will give you an idea as to whether their insulin levels are high during the glucose tolerance test. About 75 to 85% of women with PCOS have metabolic dysfunction, and are at increased risk for diabetes and maybe heart disease. So you do need to pay attention to their glucose tolerance, and you do need to pay attention to their lipids. And they need to be counseled about weight loss and lifestyle modification, eating better, and treating all the other risk factors that we already know about. So once you have a patient with polycystic ovary syndrome and you've counseled her about what the disease is, and you've done the tests for glucose intolerance, now you need to determine what you're going to tell her long term. And this is a lifelong disorder that will continue into the future. And it's your job to make sure that they continue under your care or somebody else's care, but that they understand that this is a lifelong disorder. So polycystic ovary syndrome, again, in a nutshell, is the single most common endocrine metabolic disorder of humans, affecting up to 15% of women. You should never forget it and should always be vigilant.